Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning, Dennis. How are you?
Fine, Cheryl. My name is Denny Griffin, and we're doing a special program today about virtual book tours as part of book marketing and promotion. My guest is Cheryl Melandrinos. She's a tour coordinator for Pump Up Your Book Promotion and a staff member for the monthly e-zine Writer, the number two writer, Writer to Writer, where she specializes in articles that help writers increase productivity through time management and organization. Ms. Melandrinos is a reviewer for the Muse Book Reviews and a member of Musing Our Children. Cheryl interviews authors, editors, and publishers at her blog, The Book Connection. She resides in Western Massachusetts with her husband and two young children. Cheryl, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me today, Dennis. How are you?
I should say afternoon. You corrected me that it's afternoon your time.
It is. It's 2 o'clock here in lovely Western Massachusetts.
And how's your weather there today?
It is beautiful, almost 80 degrees, so spring has sprung.
Oh, wow. How sweet it is, huh?
Yes, definitely.
What we're going to be doing today, as I just mentioned, is talking about what's very important to all authors, and that's book promotion and getting your book out there and into the hands of readers. And if anyone, as we go along here, has a question or comment for Cheryl, you can reach us at 646-478-0982. 646-478-0982. And if you're on the Blog Talk Radio site, you can also go to my chat room, Dennis N. Griffin, and text your questions or comments to me, and I'll bring them to Cheryl's attention, and she can respond to you. Cheryl, do you agree with me that marketing is one of the more important and often overlooked aspects of writing?
I would agree. You know, as writers, we all tend to live in a box, and we get all tied up with writing and the creative aspect, and we forget that there is a lot to do afterwards, because you can write a really great book, but if you don't market it, if you don't promote it, you're not going to sell it.
And that's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line. That's what lines your wallet.
Now, I got my first book was a self-published POD deal back in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it first came abundantly clear to me that there was more to writing, the business of writing, than just doing a manuscript.
Right.
And ever since then, I've been always had my nose to the ground looking for opportunities or ways to get name recognition, exposure, and the name of myself and my book or books out to the public. And last November, in fact, I took a virtual book tour.
You did, with us.
Yes.
We're thrilled to have you.
And it was very good, and I learned an awful lot. But rather than me trying to explain that, I'll comment a little more later. But would you explain for the listeners what a virtual book tour is, why it helps or how it helps and what ways it would help the author, and how it's structured and the author's responsibility and so forth?
Sure. What ends up happening, at least with us anyway, some virtual book tour companies do run it differently. So when people are looking for virtual book tour companies, they really have to be aware of that. Just because one company does it a certain way doesn't mean necessarily the next company will do it the same exact way. So that's the first thing they need to be aware of. The way Pump Up Your Book Promotion runs it is we have our authors on tour for 1 month at a time. Depending upon which package they choose, there are various packages in our program, they will be on anywhere between 15 to 20 blogs in that given month. The reason we do it that way is because we're thinking of creating a buzz for this book, getting the author's name out there, letting people know about this book. By doing it in a month span, by having a big blast of blog stops during that month's time, and using special keywords on these blogs, certain tags, which bloggers know what they are, they're special keywords that if you use them over and over and over again, that's part of what gets the author's book and their name into the top spots in Google, which is what you want. And that's the whole reason behind the virtual book tour, because you're trying to get your name out there, your book out there. Google is this monster search engine, and that's where most people on the Internet are going to look if they want to find something. We go ahead and we contact blog hosts and ask them to host our authors. They agree to that, and from the author's perspective, what they need to do is they need to fill out interview questions that these blog hosts provide. They need to write guest articles. Either those are sometimes about the book itself, or it might be about what inspired the book, or a topic related to the book. And they also send out review copies, because many of our blog hosts are reviewers, professional reviewers. And also the critical part, which I can never stress enough, which you were really excellent at, I might add, is author participation during the tour. Because if you are a blog host, you want to know that you're appreciated. That way it encourages you to want to do more for these authors. So once the tour kicks off, we encourage our blog, our authors to stop by the blogs who are hosting them, leave a comment, mention that they're willing to answer questions for the listeners, for the readers there of that blog, so that people get to know this author as well as the book a lot more than they would otherwise.
So let me just recap my understanding.
Certainly.
And you can correct me if I'm in error anywhere here.
Mm-hmm.
There are various ways that a virtual book tour can help the author, one of which, and probably the more important one, and one that you might not see immediately, but is the name recognition or book name recognition on Google, to get the search engine recognition, so that when somebody Googles your name or your genre or what have you, instead of being on the 30th page of responses, maybe you'll be up in the first few pages, and you'll end up getting more hits and more activity for yourself. And, of course, the immediate thing, whoever is reading these blog, these postings on the blog and so forth, would perhaps sell some books or get the recognition out with each stop. So you're getting a long-term with the search engine stuff, and also more immediate things by people reading your postings. Am I basically correct?
That's correct. And one thing I want to point out, too, is the nice thing about doing a book tour this way, which you've touched upon, you said long-term.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a book signing at a store, you go there, you promote your book, you sign some books, you sell a few, you're pretty much out of the reader's mind until your next book comes out.
Right.
But with a virtual book tour, your name stays out there as long as any blog that's hosted you has their blog. So people continue to see your name. They can find you a month, 3 months, 6 months, and more after you've toured. And that's the advantage there.
Sure.
In a virtual book tour.
We got a caller. Hold on just a second.
Sure.
Let's see what we got here.
It's
Good
me.
Morning.
Hi,
Good morning.
It's Marilyn.
Marilyn, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
How are you?
I'm great. It's nice to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you, too. This is the best part about this, is I get to hear what all of my clients sound like.
For the listeners joining us now is Marilyn Meredith, and she has been on tour. In fact, you've done two, haven't you, Marilyn?
I think I've done three.
Three. Had they all been with the Pump Up Your Book promotion?
Correct. And
okay,
they've been. I loved doing it. It was a lot of fun.
You and Cheryl then have dealt with each other before, obviously. You know.
Yes, we have.
Yes,
we actually, the last one, I think, was in February, if I remember right, Marilyn, for Smell of Death.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, Marilyn, as long as, let's take advantage of your call here. What, as a veteran virtual book tour taker, obviously if you did it more than once, you must have felt it was worthwhile. And what did you notice in the way of sales or that activity on your website or that type of thing or during and after your tours?
The biggest thing is that my Amazon numbers all got way lower. You know, much lower than they are the rest of the time, which is a good thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't be confused out there. Lower is gooder in this case.
Yep, that's right.
So,
but it's also fun. It's a fun thing to do, and different people contact you that you haven't heard from for a long time. There are not everybody puts a comment on there, but sometimes I would get a message from somebody else another way that they had read the blog and liked it. Of course, you got to do some promoting on your own. You know, you've got to let people know that those things are out there. And it takes time, but I think it's worth the time.
Yeah, and Cheryl was mentioning a few minutes ago, you know, that the author has certain responsibilities. I mean, yes, the company that you're dealing with will do a lot of it for you, but like you just said, you still have to do some promotion on your own. You got to go to these sites, and if people have left messages for you and so forth, you need to respond to them and participate. Hold on. We got another line lit up here. Let me see who we got.
Great.
Good morning.
Hi, Denny. Jack Miller.
Hey, Jack. How are you this morning?
Wonderful. Got a couple questions for Cheryl.
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
Okay. First one is, what are the charges for the for these various packages she has? And the other one is, how much time does it take by the author to participate in the virtual book tours for that month, per day?
Both of those are excellent questions. I'm going to take the first one. What are the charges? Now, this will the good thing about Pump Up Your Book Promotion is we're so affordable that you can go on a virtual book tour for anywhere from getting some feedback. Are we all set?
I think so. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. You can go on a virtual book tour from anywhere from $200 up to $400, which is significantly less than a lot of the other guys charge. And I think that surprises people sometimes, and they wonder about the quality of the product and this and that. I can tell you that we really go all out for our authors. And myself personally, even before a tour starts and after a tour is over, I don't forget my clients. So I am oftentimes promoting their books in appropriate situations before the tour even starts and afterwards. So that's something that's very important to remember. In addition, we give you some freebies. We give you some free e-books with a couple of the packages to help you along, because one thing we really encourage is for our authors to also start their own blogs to create a buzz for their book. Websites are great, but it's static. How often do you update it? You don't get a regular conversation going with your readers, but in a blog you do. We also send out press releases so people know that your book tour is going to take place. Plus, we promote every stop as it happens every day, which is why they're successful. That's why readers know about these tours. And when an author is promoting their book tour prior and during their virtual book tour, that exposure is increased. Now, how much time by an author? That kind of depends on how the tour is structured, because they're always a mix of reviews and interview questions and guest articles that are drafted by the author. But I would say you could probably assume that maybe 1 hour a day should be dedicated to either the thoughts of promoting your virtual book tour, sending out review copies to people, writing guest posts, and also completing interviews. And maybe Marilyn can, if she's still on, can tell me if I'm about right there.
Yes, I think it's about right, although I found that I spent more time before the tour started, you know, answering questions from the different blog hosts.
Right.
And, I mean, that took the most time, but it's fun, you know, because it's amazing what people will end up asking you. But I would say that I spent probably, you know, sometimes just a few minutes every day just to remind people where I was going to be next.
Right.
But I didn't think it was a, you know, certainly was a lot less time than if you're trying to do book tours where you're actually going into a store.
Okay.
Well, book signings and I don't get along too well.
Hold on just one second. We got another caller, and I want to answer the call, then we'll continue the conversation. I just don't want
okay.
the call to hang up.
Okay. Hi.
Hello, 413 area code. You're on.
Hi. My name is Deborah Thomas, and I'm interested in doing a book tour, but I was wondering about something. Would it be advantageous for the author to schedule a book tour a couple of times in a year to promote that single book because there's supposed to be a short book life or shelf life for a book, or just do it as a one-shot deal and then move on to something else? Or
we actually have a client touring now. Her name is Robin Jay, who is on her second book tour with us promoting the same book. So we do have clients that do it. In her case, it's a business book. So she wants to get name out there, reach more companies. Most of our clients that are return clients, like Marilyn, will promote a single book, and then when their next book comes out, they will come back again to promote the next book. But it can be done either way, and definitely there's an advantage there. Obviously, you want to get as close to the release date as possible so people are hearing about your book when it's brand new. But there's definitely an advantage to, say, 6 months, a year down the road, say, you know, you want to increase sales again, promote it again. You get new tour stops. You're not on the same blogs all the time, which is something that we do a little bit different than some of the other companies out there as well. You don't get 10 of the same blogs every single tour. We search out new blogs for you, so you're reaching another new audience second time around, Deborah.
Okay, and one other quick question.
Sure.
Would it also be the invitation to have, say you went through Pump Up Your Book Sales, and then you went through and had another one going on with another company, kind of injunction again to do the maximum exposure. Would that be a good idea, or would you be kind of cutting off your nose despite your face?
Definitely not. I hope my boss doesn't kill me for this. We actually have clients that do often. They will tour with one tour company, and they will turn around and tour with another one and another one. Lots of them reach different audiences. So it's my perspective. I love my clients. I think of my authors first. So if that helps you sell your book, go for it, Deborah. Do what you need to do, because no one is as committed to your book as you are. I'm close, but you are the one who wants to sell that book. You're the one who put your soul into that book. So you do what's best for you, and you get your name out there however you need to do it.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
How much money you have, too.
That's true.
Money's always a trick there, yes.
Thanks for calling in, Deborah. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Deb. Good luck to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Before I want to get back to Jack, but I just had a question myself, and I think Jack may also be interested in the answer to this.
I probably will be.
For authors who have multiple books, like I do, and I know Jack does, even though we may be promoting our most recent release or whatever, a specific book we want to get out there. Once people get your name and go to your website, your previously published stuff can also pick up because people are going, checking you out, they're going to your website. And so even though you may be only going for one book on the particular tour, prior works you have published can also benefit from that. Am I correct?
That's true. It's an excellent point, Dennis, because what ends up happening is often in some of these interviews that you're getting as well, they'll ask you how many you've published, and you have the opportunity to say, I have this book out, and this book out, and this book out. And if I remember correctly, during your tour, we talked about Morgue, was it?
The Morgue, yes.
The Morgue, okay. And other books that you had written. And that came up quite often during your tour. Definitely getting exposure, not for one book, but for anything that you've written before. And the nice thing is, person picks up the book that you're touring, like you were touring with Collada, which I loved, by the way.
Thank you.
I love that book. I can't stop talking about it. you were touring with Collada, but there was also, you had Battle for Las Vegas. If they like Collada, they're going to go back and say, this is a related book. I'm buying that book, too.
Yes. So, and Jack, let me, or not just to Jack, but to anybody listening, that when I made my decision to go on tour, as I say, I'm always looking for ways to try to get my name and book names out there. And also, I don't have a huge budget. And I weighed the possible benefits, the potential benefits of a book tour versus spending that money in other ways. And let me say that, for example, if I had tried to take out an ad in a local publication, and it was probably going to cost me quite a bit more than what the tour cost me, if it was going to be worth anything. And generally it would be a case it would appear maybe one day or one time or one week, depending on the publication. And as Cheryl mentioned earlier, then, like with book signings, once that's done, that's probably the end of it. Where with the tour, as long as these blogs remain on the net, you're going to be getting continued exposure. So I felt that that the money was well worth it, even though,
yeah,
to be honest, it would be nice not to have to spend anything, everything for free. But realistically, I thought it was a very good potential return for my money to go with the virtual book tour as opposed to some other type of advertisement.
Okay.
Print advertising is not worth it.
Yeah.
That brings up something else.
Mm-hmm.
How far in advance of a release would you suggest doing a virtual book tour, or would you wait until it's after it's out?
We like to wait until the book is out because part of your virtual book tour is book reviews.
Okay.
So the problem is, if we set up a virtual book tour and there's no book, what do we send reviewers? And it doesn't have to be that way, but I think my personal opinion on it is that reviews are very important in a virtual book tour because you've got people's opinions of what this book is like. The interviews give you an idea of who the author is, gives you a little bit of insight into the book itself. The guest articles do the same thing, but the review tells you what readers are saying about the book. So I don't think we've ever taken on a book prior to its release. I may be incorrect, but at least I know my clients, I've never taken on a book prior to it coming out.
Okay, very. I really appreciate your time and efforts, guys. Thank you very much. I'm going to hang up now.
And I'm going to hang up, too. I'm going to hang up, too, and let you guys keep on going. But it's been great, and it's nice to talk to you, Cheryl.
It was great to talk to you, too, Marilyn.
Mm-hmm. Thanks,
bye-bye,
both of you, for calling in. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Bye-bye. You still there, Cheryl?
I am.
I was going to mention that one of the reasons we're doing this today is because of my virtual book tour. One of my stops was a blog talk radio program, and after my tour was over, several weeks afterward, I got to thinking. I said, geez, I wonder if I could do that, because I enjoyed the interview I had, and I checked into blog talk and found out I could, in fact, become a show host,
mm-hmm,
and I started out with a program about, how to, so you want to write a book, and there was, I think, five segments on that about writing a manuscript and editing and getting published and so on. And then I started a Meet the Author program where I have different guest authors on from various genres and publishing methods. And I'll probably do a couple of different workshops about promotion because that's such a key issue. So anyway, I have the virtual book tour that I went on to thank for where I'm at now with my internet radio, and it actually also has developed into an internet TV show. So I want to thank you guys for setting me up with my Blog Talk Radio interview, which led to all this stuff.
Well, that's great. And you know, I want to tell you, the group, now you toured in December, correct? Or
November?
I thought it was December.
November, I believe.
Okay. We had, during those 2 months, we had some of the, I don't want to single out, but some of the best authors from participation, from a participation perspective, because what we try to encourage as well, even you're on a virtual book tour and your goal is to sell your book, there are other things to think about. And this experience with you with this Blog Talk Radio is one of them. You are also networking with your writers.
Right.
You are also networking with other people, possibly potentially within the industry. Publishers and editors may catch wind of this. In addition to the fact that you've got some contacts with blog hosts, which oftentimes are also writers. And this turned into something excellent for you. You were on this podcast, and you said, hey, can I do this? And you moved forward. I had a client also who toured with us a couple months ago, I think the same time Marilyn did, who wrote a guest article for a blog, and the host was so impressed that she asked this woman to become a regular columnist on the blog. So it does, a virtual book tour can open up other opportunities. Yes, sales are what you're looking for, and exposure is what you're looking for, but networking has to be in the back of your mind as to who you're going to meet on these tours and the relationships that you can create because of them, which, once again, you're not going to get at a regular book signing at a store. You're going to meet readers only, typically there, whereas with a virtual book tour, you have the potential to meet other people within the industry, and that might mean great things for your career.
Absolutely, and Deborah, when she called a minute ago, wanted to know about doing tours with different companies, or were you cutting off your nose to spite your face? And using her question about cutting off your nose, I originally gotten into a very bad habit, or not really a habit, but a bad frame of mind. I was poo-pooing certain opportunities for promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And I had had such horrible luck with the chain store book signings due to, especially early on when I was a self-published print-on-demand books, and that I had almost ruled out bookstore signings because of the bad experiences. I still do them now, but I only do them under the right circumstances. For example, I want to make sure that the event's going to be advertised and promoted. I don't go and sit for 2 or 3 hours somewhere when nobody knows why I'm there, and there's never an announcement made or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad because I started doing signings at the Borders Express store at McCarran Airport.
Mm-hmm.
And with a transient crowd, there isn't any promotion there because they can't really advertise.
Right.
But through doing that, I met an editor from Action Magazine who stopped by. He didn't buy a book, but he stopped by and gave me his card and asked me to contact him. I did, and now I'm writing my first article, in fact, appeared in this the latest issue of Action Magazine, and I'm going to be a regular contributing author for Vegas and the Mob Stories. So that's a way, obviously, to get my name out there and
right.
about my books. And had I totally ruled out store book signings, that never would have happened. And another fellow stopped in and bought a book. This, again, was at the Borders Express. And he asked me to sign it to another person, and I did. It turned out that the person contacted me, who the book eventually went to, and he is a movie and TV producer. producer, and he wanted my other book, so he is now examining Collada and Battle for Las Vegas. I don't know where it'll lead, but again, had I totally abandoned bookstore signings, that would not have happened. So I think you got to keep all your options open. You know, use your time and money judiciously and use good judgment. But you don't want to lock yourself out of anything either. I think you always have to be open-minded.
Oh, I agree with you. You know, I had one of my clients who carried books in her car with her because she was very much into word of mouth. And she would carry her books with her. And her book was a fictional account of her life dealing with child abuse and neglect and later domestic violence and how she got out of that situation and managed to survive, not only survive but thrive and move on afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stories she told me about was that there was a police officer who was very helpful to her when she made that decision that she was leaving. As an adult, she was not going to take the abuse any longer, and he was very helpful to her, very kind, and she saw a police officer in a parking lot one day. And she reached into the back of her car, and she pulled out a book, and she told him what the book was about, and she autographed it for him, and she said, "I really think police officers are angels, and I want you to have this." And this woman... it just amazed me. She would tell me stories like this all the time. She would do things like this because she believed in the message that her book was about, and she was not afraid to go ahead and promote it. I think sometimes, even myself, even though I concentrate mostly on articles, I don't have any books yet, you know, we have this fear that we don't want to promote ourselves and our work because we don't want to sound like we're tooting our own horn. Or we don't want to sound conceited, but golly, if we aren't going to promote ourselves, nobody's going to promote ourselves. We have to do it ourselves. We have to take that initiative first because, let's face it, if you're not Stephen King or Tom Clancy or John Grisham, the promotion budget at your publisher is probably not a lot, if any.
Yes. And, you know, and that's another very important point, I think, is a lot of authors, I know I was certainly fell into this group, didn't realize or don't realize when we're starting out that publishers, unless, again, you're one of these big-name people, for the most part, the new unknown author, even if you get the traditional publisher, they're not going to do all that much in the way of promotion and marketing. They'll do some, they'll help, but the bulk of it rests on the author to get their name out there and always be networking and hustling and so on and so forth. Is that what you found?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, you mentioned self-published books. We actually... And I don't know why you decided to go that route, but a lot of them wanted more control. Or some of them were tired of waiting for a publisher to pick it up. Or some of them, the subject was so controversial that they just couldn't get a traditional publishing house to pick it up. We had one client who toured a couple months ago with a book about September 11th that was told from the terrorist's point of view. And of course, and a lot of your publishing houses, they're in New York, they're sensitive to that type of stuff. And, I mean, it didn't excuse what the terrorists did, but it told a story, fictionally, from the terrorist's point of view. And he had a heck of a time trying to find someone to publish it. And so finally he went and he did it himself because he believed in his book.
And... Well, thank God for people in the situation like that author that self-publishing is an alternative method because there's an awful lot of books. And I'll agree that some of the stuff is self-published because you can have virtually anything you want published if you're willing to pay to have it printed.
Right.
Is not that great. But I think there are a lot of talented authors and a lot of good books out there that are self-published because of the reasons you just mentioned. Maybe it's a controversial subject or because of no name or what have you. But I think there's a lot of good reading material out there that's self-published, and self-published authors deserve a look. You know, you can't just rule them out as being people without talent or something with that self-published stigma or print-on-demand. There's a lot of good authors and good work out there that you need to check out, self-published or not.
There are, and that's why the Virtual Book Tour does a lot of good work for these people, because oftentimes they can't always get their books into bookstores. It's really an uphill battle for them. So the Virtual Book Tour gives them some great exposure that they most likely wouldn't have otherwise, because while we're coming away, I think, more and more from self-published being this big stigma, I think it's still there for a lot of people, because, as you said, you know, you can pretty much, you know, if you decide to self-publish or do print-on-demand, you can pretty much get anybody to print it as long as you're willing to pay for it. But not every there are a lot of talented authors, as you said, that just decide to go that route because they want more control than they're going to have with a traditional publishing house.
And when somebody takes a virtual book tour, and I'm thinking primarily now what we're talking about, the self-published people,
mm-hmm.
and or print-on-demand or both, if you're maybe aggressive isn't the word, but if you're active, if you're enthused about the book tour and you believe in your book, and like you mentioned, the lady who gives out the copies of her book and that tells you these stories, if you believe in your product, if you didn't just slap it together because you wanted to see your name on a book at some point, and if you really believe in that you've got a good book and your story is good and sound, and you are willing to participate in the book tour, I would not recommend taking a virtual book tour if you're not going to participate in it. In other words, you're just going to fill out the questionnaires and then and move on and not participate during the tour itself. But if you're willing to do that, I think it's a great way to get out there. And I know it helped me a lot. And, you know, I would recommend it to anybody, but you're going to kind of get what you're willing to put into it. So your company or whatever company the author goes with will do a certain portion. But as you mentioned at the start, as Marilyn mentioned, and I'm mentioning, you've got to be willing to be an active participant during the tour to get the maximum benefit.
You do. And I can tell you the clients who have come back to me and have been happiest with our services are always the ones who were very active. Now, ideally, what ends up happening is all these interviews and guest posts and the review copies, everything is taken care of ideally prior to the start of the tour. The reason for doing that is because you want your clients to be able to focus on participating with the blog hosts and their readers, as well as and promoting their tour in general on social networks, at certain groups, writing groups they belong to, telling their friends, their family about it, whoever. I mean, don't be shy about telling people you're on a virtual book tour. Are you shy about telling them you wrote a book? Probably not. So don't be more shy with the promotion. Tell people that you're out there. That encourages people to comment, too. When they see an author who is actively involved, they're going to want to comment more. They're going to want to have that ongoing conversation with the author, and the author needs to be open to that. Yes, you can let a virtual book tour ride along and answer all your interview questions and submit your guest articles and send out your review copies and forget it's going on after that. But to get the maximum impact and to be happiest with the way the tour progresses, you have to be involved. If you're not, I don't think you're going to be as happy with it in the end, because I don't think you're going to get the results that you want.
That's right, and then if that's going to be the thing, you're spending money probably that you didn't even need to spend. I mean, if you're not going to take an interest in the tour then why even do it?
Well, that's the thing. I happen to be very conservative with my money. I'll be the first to admit it. But I'm never going to spend anything without getting what I want. So, you know, we're not all rich people. You know, we don't always have money in our marketing budgets to throw around, so make the most of it. These, you know, virtual book tours are, you know, maybe when they first came out, people were like, what? You know, I don't know. But they're catching on. There's virtual book tour companies opening up all the time. You know, this is something that people are catching on to because you can literally have a book tour without getting dressed, without combing your hair, without spending any money except for maybe postage to send out review copies. You know, the only thing you have to do, really, literally, is fill out some interview questions, send out some books, and then sit by your computer and reap the rewards. You don't have to deal with, you're not even dealing with the blog hosts typically on a regular basis. You don't have to coordinate it. Now, many people do decide to coordinate them on their own. Maybe that's something we should talk a little bit about too, Dennis. Many people do decide to go out on their own. Not everybody hires a virtual book tour company to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have, in addition to my clients that I host at my blog, I do occasionally host independent people who've created their own virtual book tour. And we're definitely not against that, obviously. I just happen to think, in my mind anyway, that I know how much work I have to put into coordinating a virtual book tour. And if I were an author, I would probably want to spend that time writing. That's just me. That's my personal opinion. Instead of trying to find good blogs to be on, instead of sending emails back and forth and having to coordinate it all. But some people like to do it. Some people want to do that. And for those people, they're also going to be very choosy about who who's hosting them, just as we are. One of the things that we do is we check into and see how the traffic details of these sites, because we don't want to just slap together a virtual book tour on any site imaginable just to give our clients exposure. Granted, we promote the stop so people will know about it, but we spend a lot of time researching sites for our clients to be on, and that does. It takes a lot of time. So for an author to do that herself, that takes time away from stuff that she could be writing, too.
Yes, and another thing, while you were talking, a thought occurred to me that, for example, authors often wonder about getting an agent. How critical is an agent? And, you know, some of these big houses, they won't accept an unagented submission.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that not only the time involved, if I were going to try to set up my own tour, is I would have to do all the research that you folks do. And it seems to me that once you've dealt with these blog hosts, and in other words, if they get an email from Denny Griffin, the host, they might say, well, who's this guy? But if they get an email from you saying, hey, I'm setting up a tour for Denny Griffin, there's probably a much better chance that site would be willing to host me than if I went in cold turkey.
I would agree with that, because what ends up happening oftentimes is what will happen is we build up a relationship with certain blog hosts, so we are able to, even though each tour is individualized, we do have a regular bank of people that we can count on, and we are so thankful for them, because they are willing to host our clients. They take the time. It's not easy to be a blog host either, I'll tell you, because if you're a good blog host and you got a great site, we want to keep going back to you keep our clients hosted on these great sites. So, you know, I want to say thank you so much for any blog hosts that are listening, because we couldn't do our job without them. You know, they and so an author has a chance to go out and do this research and contact people. But is your email going into spam? Who knows? You know, it's easier for us to do it because we do have a people know about us now, and typically they see our name and they're not going to delete the email.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this month is our anniversary, actually. We've been in business for a year now, and I actually came on in October last year, and it's been a wild ride. I have promoted so many great authors, and I love all of them. Their books are awesome, and I can't tell you enough. I love my job. I love my job, and I tell my clients and anybody else who asks me to, that while I can't be as committed to the book as the author is, I'm pretty darn close, and I never forget my clients. There are books that I've promoted that I was promoting in, November. I still talk to people about when I get a chance. We never forget our clients. We do what we can to keep their name out there.
Cheryl, speaking of that, I'm not sure that I asked you to give out your contact information. I know you've got various websites. Have you got a second? Maybe you could give out the websites for people who want to do some further research, or maybe an email if somebody wanted to contact you and ask you a question.
Okay. I will give you the main Pump Up Your Book Promotion website, which is literally that, Pump Up Your Book Promotion, all one word, .com. That will bring you to our main site that will tell you all about what we do, and there'll be a tab on the left-hand side that will say Virtual Book Tour, and if the person clicks on that, they'll see all the three packages that we offer, the pricing that's involved, and talks a little bit about a reader's incentive program that we had put in, which basically what that is if people buy books during the tour and they submit the receipts to us, they get certain incentives for that. And in addition, at the end of everyone's book tour, anyone who has commented on any blog stop during that month, they have a chance to win free books. So that's also a great thing to do. Now, if anybody wanted to reach me, my email address is cc, M as in Mary, A-L, at charter, charter, .net. That's my personal email address, and I check my email multiple times a day. So definitely, if anyone's interested and needs more information about what Pump Up Your Book Promotion offers, definitely send me off an email, and I'll definitely get back to them and see what we can do.
Great. So, anybody who's debating whether or not they want to do a virtual book tour, and we haven't sufficiently covered or answered your questions on this program, certainly take advantage of that and of Cheryl's willingness to help and answer your questions by personal email or visiting the site and getting the information you need from their website. You mentioned earlier that you have the different packages, and some of them include instructions about opening your own blog.
Right.
And that was one of the things I did. And thank God you guys sent me the material, because I'm not particularly computer literate. And had I not had the guide to go by about setting up my own blog, I may not have done it. I may have gotten frustrated and given up. But I opened a blog on WordPress called John Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Las Vegas and the Mob. Now, my personal website I have on through Authors Den, that was my original website, I think it was from 2001 perhaps. Anyway, in about 7 years or so, I've just reached about 30,000 hits
mm-hmm.
total on the
yep.
site. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I opened up my blog in October because when I made the arrangements for the book tour, it was going to be in November, and the suggestion was that I have a blog site of my own. So I opened that in October on WordPress. And my hits now, I'm just a tad under 15,000.
Wow.
So in what, 6 months or whatever, I've gotten 50% already of the hits I've gotten on my Author's Den website over about 7 years.
Right.
So that was clearly an excellent suggestion, and thank God I did it, because it's another great way of exposure. And for me personally, and this show, or these shows I run, the different blog talk shows, are more exposure for me in addition to my guests. And again, all this came about as a result of the BB Virtual Book Tour.
Right. And you know, I'm not against websites by any means. They're also necessary. But if I had to choose between one or the other, I would choose a blog, if I really had to, because, as I mentioned, you get that ongoing conversation with readers and people leaving you comments and you being able to comment back. And I think that's an important – actually, I would say it's probably the most important thing when you have a blog, is if people leave you comments, to respond back to them. I've had months-long conversations with people over single entries on my blog before, because that's what people want. They don't want a static site. Yeah, it's good for them to be able to go out and check out all about you, but you really get to really get to know a person. You want to have that ongoing conversation with them. So it surprises me actually how many writers don't have blogs. Every time when I set up one of these virtual book tours, I will find sometimes a writer that I would really like to have host one of my clients, but she doesn't have a blog. So, and I'm like scratching my head. And you know, we talk about finding sites for blogs to host our clients. You know, everybody gets into this, oh, you got to be on these high traffic sites. You do have to be on some high traffic sites, yes. But if you're coordinating a virtual book tour, whether it's on your own or whether a company is doing it for you, more importantly, I think, is to find an excellent match. If I have my client on a writer's blog and the writer writes paranormal romance and my client writes paranormal romance, their reader is going to go out to this blog, and they're going to see my client's name there and their book there. And if they like this writer's book, they might like my client's book too, because it's also paranormal romance. You're looking for that perfect match. And that's what I always look for. Even if the traffic is not the best in the world, if you got a perfect match, you're going to get some results out of that.
That makes up for the volume. Clearly,
right.
If you got a targeted audience.
You know, every once in a while we'll have a client who'll say, you know, I don't want to be on any writer's blogs. Once again, if you're on a writer's blog that matches your genre, your topic, and they have readers, chances are that reader is going to check out your work because you're on a similar blog. You know, we have some great clients. I have been very fortunate. I have some, I'll tell you once again, I have some of the best clients in the world. I love every single one of them. And, you know, it's great to work with them because they're flexible and they understand how important online book promotion is to authors nowadays. It's not, we don't live in that world where there's these massive budgets that are handed to you by publishers. They have to make the most out of what they're going to get, and doing it online is going to reach a much larger audience than anywhere else.
At much less money.
And for much less money, exactly. And you can do it in your pajamas, Dennis.
Absolutely. And, you know, the other thing, I want to get back to the blog for a minute.
Yep.
And how important that is. I've ended up now from opening that blog, and in fact, you mentioned earlier, too, about the residual effects of the tour. In other words, it doesn't end at the end of the month that you're on tour. And my WordPress blog has a statistics page
mm-hmm.
where you can find out, you know, the number of hits and referrers, who's referring stuff to you.
Right.
And I'm getting still quite a few hits or referrals from my blog, my virtual book tour stops.
Right.
That I'm still on their sites and so forth, and people are coming in to view my blog through my virtual book tour stops. And that blog has also gotten me in contact now with several other true crime blogs, and I'm hooked in now with a whole network of crime writers and true crime blogs, and we link to each other. So I mean, you're talking about networking, and just a tremendous way. And it's thanks to you folks pointing it out to me. It's free. I mean, God, you know, it's a little effort. You have to put in a few minutes to set up, but and you guys sent the instructions and so forth. So I don't mind spending a little money if I think it's, but when you can get stuff for free, or you know, access for free, and get the exposure you can get. To me, it's almost a sin not to take advantage of that.
Well, that's the thing. How much in life is free, Dennis? Not much. And when you're talking book promotion, hardly any. So
yes.
That's the thing. You know, blogs they're out there for you to. I can't even tell you how many free blogging sites there are. You know, where you just set it up, and you have to make sure it's updated. Obviously, you don't want a blog that's just going to stay there and you never update it. It's useless. But, you know, you set a writing goal to write on your blog once a week or whatever. And people also get to know your writing style through that, and they can get a feel for what your books might be like through a blog.
Right. So to me, it's all an upside. You know, I mean, it's not like you got to weigh the pros and cons. I see this
right.
as the pros. And again, free. God, it's just tremendous. And it's you say that some authors today don't have blogs. You kind of scratch your head wondering why. And now that I'm familiar with it and the benefits, I have to scratch my head. And I've even talked to some authors who don't even have computers. They still, you know, and it's one thing if you'd like to use an electric typewriter, you know, more power to you, but from a marketing perspective and a research perspective, how can you research for agents and for publishers and research for information for your plot, for your story, and so forth? And, you know, without the internet, I really am having trouble figuring that out. And a website. Now, you know, you and I both agree that websites are fine, but you really need to go beyond that. But some people won't even go that far, and it really puzzles me, you know, how you're not taking full advantage of what's available to you.
Yeah, well, you know, and I think part of it, I'm a child of the 80s, so computers were just kind of starting off. Nobody really had a computer when I was a kid, you know, hardly anybody. My future husband at the time did. But that's because his father worked in the school system. But now, I mean, computers are everywhere. I mean, and look at what they have, Blackberries. I'm a technology dummy in some ways. I couldn't tell you some of the things that these products do. But, you know, there is so much out there. The internet has opened up a whole new world for writers and people doing research for other things, for students. None of my children, now my son will be 21 next month, none of my children have been in a classroom that hasn't had a computer. None.
So it's the thing of this day and age.
Yeah. It's just going to keep growing. So I think as time goes on, you're going to see that more people are taking advantage of virtual book tours because of the convenience, because of the cost, and because of the wider exposure.
Carol, I just checked my clock. We're down to about 40 seconds. I don't know
where
the hour went to, but it flew by. I want to thank you so much for being with me today and explaining the virtual book tour, what it is, how it works. And I encourage anyone, again, if you have more questions, contact Cheryl. Or if, you know, you want to use another company, that's certainly up to you. But at least check into a virtual book tour and see if it might be the thing for you. And I highly recommend it. But, you know, research it, check it out. And if you think it's going to benefit you, go for it. Cheryl, thanks a million. And maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Certainly. I'm open anytime, Devin.
Okay, you have a great one, and thanks again.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.